It's Thursday, March 5th, 2026.
If this thing actually managed to go on any length of time, you're talking about a world recession.
Global economic fallout and supply chain disruption spread from Trump's war on Iran. A win for New York City, a loss for Donald Trump. Plus, the U.S. just had a massive battery boom last year.
Finally, a boom that I can get behind. All of those stories and more straight ahead from BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
As soon as this ends, those prices are going to drop, I believe, lower than even before.
Lower than anybody's ever seen? Lower than anybody ever thought possible? Well, when has he ever misled us before? This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, before we get dragged into the madness, just want to note that we are celebrating our 17th anniversary of the Green News Report this month. We are now in our 18th year, all thanks to those of you who stopped by bradblog.com/donate to help us continue to connect the climate change dots over your public airwaves. And what do you have for us today, Desi Doyen?
Well, first, as we go to air, global oil and natural gas prices have soared even higher due to Donald Trump's war on Iran, escalating conflict across the Middle East amid growing concerns of a serious oil and gas supply crunch. Qatar, the world's second largest exporter of liquefied natural gas, has completely halted all production of LNG after Iran closed the Strait of Hormuz, through which a fifth of the world's oil and gas travel. European natural gas prices roughly doubled over just 2 days. A Bloomberg News analysis predicts that sustained high energy prices would bring the world economy to the brink of recession. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said on Wednesday that the United States will provide new risk insurance for all crude oil tankers in the Persian Gulf, backed by U.S. taxpayers.
You're welcome.
Here in the U.S., experts say that U.S. companies will be exporting even more U.S.-produced natural gas abroad, reducing domestic supplies, in turn raising the cost of heating and electricity for a majority of American households.
Well, that's no good for anybody except for the fossil fuel companies.
Yep, this week retail gasoline prices saw the biggest single day spike since 2022, according to Gas Buddy, and that is all excellent news for big oil profits, not so much for consumers.
Right.
Unfortunately, the Trump administration's rollbacks of vehicle fuel efficiency standards and the killing off of incentives that lowered the upfront cost of electric vehicles means that Americans will be spending more of their income at the gas pump indefinitely. Keeping Americans shackled to volatile, polluting fossil fuels is a primary goal of the Trump administration.
Yes, it is. Goal achieved.
Middle East expert and historian Juan Cole of the University of Michigan, in an interview with the broadcast, noted that the turmoil in global energy markets induced by Trump's war on Iran is deeply undermining the case for fossil fuels.
He thinks that he can fight off electric cars and windmills and solar, which he hates the way the devil hates holy water, by reviving these fossil fuels. And ironically enough, he probably just shot himself in the foot in this regard, because he's demonstrated once again that fossil fuels are a dead end.
Well done, Mr. Trump.
And I just want to note for the record that while the price of oil and gas soars around the world, sun and wind prices have remained stable. There is some positive news. The Trump administration has lost its fight to end New York City's congestion pricing program.
That is good news.
A Manhattan federal judge said Tuesday that the U.S. Department of Transportation acted unlawfully when it sought to terminate the federal agreement that gave New York City's congestion pricing program the green light.
Nice.
And finally, last year, the U.S. saw a massive battery boom. Utility-scale electric grid battery installations surged to an all-time record high in 2025, up 30% over the year before, according to a new solar industry report. The growth of battery storage across the U.S. is a sign of how utilities are increasingly investing in reorienting electric grids toward cheaper renewables and batteries, which are faster to build and price stable as electricity demand spikes across the country. And consumers benefit because battery storage is a flexible resource that meets demand peaks faster and without the pollution of natural gas or coal plants.
And all despite Donald Trump. For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. Find, follow, and share us planet-wide on the social medias, especially Blue Sky, at Green News Report. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
I got that boom, 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 that future boom, boom, boom.